Today, the tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from 47 ayat in Surah An-Naml. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yakubu will be reciting while Professor Abdullah Lukene will be conducting the tafsir.
Inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا اطيرنا بك وبمن معك قال طائركم الله بل أنتم قوم تفتنون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما أسبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين قالوا سيرنا بقوم من معك قال طائركم عند الله بل أنتم قوم تفتنون يا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصوني هستفد يا قوم لما تستعجلون بالسيئة قبل الحسنة لولا تستغفرون الله لعلكم ترحمون Why do you hurry that Allah should be sent his punishment? With the mouth that you are begging Allah to send punishment, with that mouth you should have asked Allah for favors of Allah. What if you had been asking Allah, forgive us, since you know Allah created you? Would that not have been better? What is their answer? This is their answer. Qalu, they said, Tayyarna bika wa biman ma. Tayyarna bika. We see it an evil omen from you and those with you. Then he answered, "But ta'irukum indallah, your omen is with Allah. But antum qawmun tuftanun. What I see is that you are a people that are being tested by Allah. Here, the Arabs and indeed even the Semitic people as a whole, they have a tradition of basing their future on what they call luck. Here, if they are about to travel or they are about to embark on something very important, what they do is this. They will take a bird and they will hold the bird and they will allow it to fly. If the bird flies in the right direction, then to them, they will embark on what they want to do because that tells them that is good luck. If it goes in the left direction, they will abandon it because that indicates to them that it is bad luck. All this is meaningless with Allah. So they now say, how come you came to us? وَلَكَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا أَنِيبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِذَا هُمْ فَرِيقَانِ يَخْتَصِمُونَ How come you came to us? After he started preaching to us, our people divided into two, quarreling with each other. Before, they were not quarreling with each other. How come? Just because we said we are not following you, now rain is not falling at the proper time. So, tayyarna bika wa biman ma'ak. We did an evil omen around you and your people. How can a prophet be an evil omen to his people? And what is he asking them to do that can be an evil omen? That they should worship Allah or that they should seek forgiveness from Allah. The two things that in themselves are the best thing you can do. But if you worship Allah, that will give you immunity. It will give you security. It has been said that for you to be observing your salah in congregation is enough immunity for you and the particular area that that congregation is being held regularly. And your making istighfar is enough for Allah to bring to you wealth. وَأَنِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ كَفَّارًا يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. If you make istighfar a lot, Allah will give you wealth, He will give you rain, He will give you plenty of children, He will give you the good things of this world for you to use for the hereafter. How can now that same prophet be a source of evil in him? The Prophet he likes to have good luck, but he does not take it to that level. What he sees is a person that he is dealing with has a good name. To him, that's a good luck, because the person comes with a good name. If he is reading the Quran, he wants to stop where something good is being mentioned, like أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. In such an instance, these people are the ones on guidance, and these are the people that are prosperous. The Prophet likes to stop in such a place, and to him, this is what he considers as good luck. Not for you that you will take something, throw it up. If it goes to the right hand side, you say, oh, I will go ahead. If it goes to the left hand side, you say, no, I will not go ahead. If you must seek for what to do, and you must seek choice, go to Allah. Make istikhara. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, if you are going to do anything that is important to you, make istikhara. Stand up, say two raka'ah. The ulama said, in that two raka'ah, first, fatiha and kulli ayyuhal kafirun. Second raka'ah, fatiha and kulli ayyuhal ahad. Then you tell Allah, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi ilmika, wa astakbiruka bi kudratika, wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim. Oh Allah, I seek your choice, knowing that you have the knowledge of it. I seek you to predestine for me what is best. If this affair I'm going to go into, if it's good for me in my religion, in my worldly affair, in the immediate, in the hereafter, Allah ordain it for me. If it is not going to be good, Allah take it away from me and take me away from it and ordain what is better for me. This is what we know in Islam. If you are going to carry out any activity, that you go ahead and you ask Allah to choose for you, not that you take a board and throw it up. This is what they mean by ta'ir. Here they said, ta'yarna bika wa bimam ma'ak. Then the Prophet answered them, ta'irukum indallahi, your omen is with Allah. Only what Allah has ordained will happen to you. What He has not ordained, it will not come to happen to you. What I see in you, bal antum qawmun, you are a people, tuftanun, that Allah is testing.
وكان في المدينة تسعة رهط يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون.
وكان في المدينة تسعة رهط يفسدون ولا يصلحون. Yeah, Allah تبارك وتعالى is telling us that وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهَطٍ, in this big town, this big city, there are six tribes. يُفْسِدُونَ, that all they do is to cause spoilage, is to wreak havoc on earth. وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ, they don't do anything to make it right. Here, actually, it is nine people. But each of these nine people are from nine different tribes. They came together and they said, if we come from different tribes, they take the worst of each of these tribes and put them together, we will kill Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, and then nobody will be able to fight us. Their own tribe will not be able to come and fight us. This is exactly what they did to the Prophet when the Prophet was in Mecca the night before he set out for Hijrah. They planned and they took the worst of the people of Makkah to relay the Prophet in his house so that they can kill him, and they put an end to the Prophet. But Allah refused. Here Allah is telling us, وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهَاتٍ يُفْسُدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. As if these 9 people that are doing all this, as if it is the tribes themselves doing it. Why? Because all of us, let us remember that we are always proud if somebody is from our town. If today you meet anybody and he's from Katsina, are you likely to say, you people, you Katsina people, you are the one in government. You are the president of this country. Even though the president himself, Muhammad Buhari, is not even from Katsina, he is from Daura. Just because his state is Katsina, you now see him as from Katsina. And all the state of Katsina, they are proud that Muhammad Buhari is from them. Even though he is the individual who is the president, as if Katsina is the president. The same thing, if somebody has done evil, when you see him, it is as the whole community has done evil. That's why a community should strive its utmost best not to allow that evil is perpetrated by an individual carrying their name on his head. If not, they will be known with that evil. That's why Allah is saying, وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهَاتٍ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. These 6 tribes, but it is actually 6 people that are from this tribe. And the worst of them, they call him Kudaru bin Salim. This Kudaru bin Salim is actually the one that went ahead and personally hamstrung the camel and the child of the camel, that they demanded that Anabi Salihu should bring to them as a miracle, and he brought to them. But these people that are said to be spoiling and causing mischief on the earth, what did they say to Anabi Salihu specifically?
قالوا تقاسموا بالله لنبيتنه وأهله ثم لنقولن لوليه ما شهدنا مهلك أهله وإنا لصادقون.
قالوا تقاسموا بالله لنبيتنه وأهله ثم لنقولن لوليه ما شهدنا مهلك أهله وإنا لصادقون. Very funny people. Very funny people. Look at what they said. قالوا, they said, تقاسموا بالله. All of us, let us come together. Each of us should swear by Allah. They have refused to be obedient to Allah, but they say now they should swear by Allah. تقاسموا بالله لنبيتنه. We shall spend the night and make him and perish him at night and kill him at night. وَأَهْلَهُ لَنُبَيْتَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ, and his companion or his family. ثُمَّ لَنَكُولَنَا لِوَلِيهِ, then we shall come back and tell his guardians, that is his tribe members, مَا شَهِدْنَا مُهُلَكَ أَهْلِهِ, we never witnessed where your people were destroyed. مَا شَهِدْنَا مُهُلَكَ أَهْلِهِ, we never witnessed it at all. ثُمَّ لَنَكُولَنَا لِوَلِيهِ مَا شَهِدْنَا مُهُلَكَ أَهْلِهِ وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ, and we'll swear to them that wallahi, we are telling the truth, we never witnessed it. You can see 2 opposite things here. 1, they are swearing by Allah they are going to do something evil. 2, they are also going to swear by Allah that they didn't do that thing. How come? These are the people that commit evil and mischief on earth.
وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Allah said, وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا, they plotted such a plotting. وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا, and we plotted such a plotting. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they were never aware of our plot. Because Allah Ta'ala in One place he said, وَلَا يَهِكُّ الْمَقْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. When a people are plotting evil, مَقْرُ السَّيِّئُ, when people are plotting evil, there is nobody that deserves that evil plot should befall except those that plot it. Because you can plot something good, you can also plot something evil. Only that plotting most of the time has to do with evil. But there are some plotting that you do because you want to plot to effect goodness. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم. Just like Allah is saying in the Quran again, he said, try to distance yourself from always thinking on somebody that something bad has happened. For most of the time, such thoughts are not good. Here, Allah says they are plotting, and he is plotting. In another place, Allah said, وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Allah is the best of those that plot. What normally happens is this. Like the house of people said, he said, a person that is digging a hole for mischief should be careful. He may be the one that falls inside it. So let him dig it, not too deep. Allah in infinite wisdom, immediately your mind set out to plot against the people of Allah, Allah will never make that plot to be what will finish you. So it is the plotting that you plot that Allah will use also to finish you. So you are the one to hamstrung and to destroy your own self. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They plot such a plotting, and we plot such a plotting. They are never aware of our plotting.
فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمُ إِنَّا دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ وَقَوْمَهُمُ أَجْمَعِينَ.
فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمُ إِنَّا دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ وَقَوْمَهُمُ أَجْمَعِينَ. فَانْظُرْ, all of you, try to look. كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهُمُ, what was the end result of their plotting? دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ وَقَوْمَهُمُ أَجْمَعِينَ. At the end, we used their plot to use it in perishing them and their people, all of them. The nine of them, تِسْعَةُ رَهَاتٍ, and the rest of the people that are against النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, each of them we destroyed. دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ, these nine of them, وَقَوْمَهُمُ, and their people, أجمعين, all of them.
فتلك بيوتهم خاوية بما ظلموا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعلمون.
وتلك بيوتهم خاوية بما ظلموا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعلمون. وَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ, and that, those their houses, خَوْيَةً بِمَا ظَلَمُوا, is up to today desolate and empty because of their mischief that they went ahead and do and their injustice. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ, in that, the آيَةً is indeed a sign لِكَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ, for those people in those nations that are having knowledge. Here Allah has returned back to the importance of knowledge. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because knowledge is one of the basis of this surah. Being responsible is one of it. Being participating in community effort is one of it. Here Allah is telling us, وَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ خَاوِيَةً بِمَا ظَلَمُوا. بِثَمُودَ, up to today, their houses, if you are traveling from Makkah to Sana'a and around Yemen, they pass it all the time. They built their house inside the rock. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَهَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَأُيُونَ وَزُرُوءٍ وَنَخَلٍ تَلْعُهَا هَدِيمٍ وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَاتِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ. They used to build, they leave the land that Allah has made free for them to build. They go inside the rock and bust it out and have their houses inside the cave. And they had the technology to make sure that there is air inside and they lived comfortably. All this Allah led them to do, but it was still not enough for them. They wanted to be engaged in shirku so that nobody can tell them. Allah sent Anabi Salihu. He's from his name alone. It was enough for them to know that this man is a man of good luck. Because Salihu means righteousness. But they said, no, he's not a man of good luck. They went ahead, they tried, they hamstrung the camel, they also plotted to kill him. Then Allah perished him. Allah did not say here how he perished him, but he had said it in other places. Sayhatan, wahidatan, wakanuka hashimim al-fazir. The nine people, they were perished in their own way. The whole community, they were also perished in another way. And Allah saved only those that were with Anabi Salih. In the case of the nine people, they said, لَنُبَيِّتَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. We are going to plot in the night for him and kill him at night. They know there is a place Anabi Salih used to go and pray inside a cave at night. So they went there and they waited. So that by the time he comes, he was coming inside the cave. Somebody would push a big stone from the top to perish on him. And as they were inside, planning of what to do and waiting for one another to return, by the time all of them were confined for him, for them to come out of the cave and go and stay where they would push the stone dropped and it covered all of them inside. Nobody knew what happened to them. When Anabi Salih came and he saw what has happened, he left from there and he set out to another place called Hadramaut. And when he arrived in that place, he died. That's why Arabs they call the place Hadramaut. He arrived, he was present, and he died. And he said, Allah saved him and his people.
وَأَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ.
وَأَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those that believe in Anabi Salih and were his people, وَأَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. We save those that have faith in Anabi Salih. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Not only do they have faith, they were obedient servants of Allah that used to fear Allah. These two things, always we find that they are mentioned together. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمِدِ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Here, if you have faith in Allah, complete faith, إِدْخُلُوا فِي السَّلْمِ كَافَّةً, you will find out that at all times, you have no fear. Even if you are seeing death, you will know that if Allah wants you to die now, that is best for you. You yourself, you want it. You wouldn't say, oh, delay it in another day to do what? Whatever Allah will bring to you, you know it is the best for you. So your mind is always at rest. Then taqwa is imtisalul awamir wa ijtinabun nawahi min haythu yarda la min haythu tarda, as was defined by Sheikh Al-Tijani. Taqwa is for you to carry out in obedience what Allah asks you to do, and to distance yourself from what Allah asks you to go away from it. You are doing it to please Allah, not to please yourself. This is taqwa. And anybody who has taqwa at all the time, you will find out that he is happy. Because look at yourself. If you wake up in the morning and the azan is being called, and you are able to wake up and perform ablution, you do your rak'atain fajr, you go to the mosque and you say your prayer, by the time you come back to the house, are you not going to be happy that you have done it? You will be happy. You went out, a beautiful lady was luring you, and you were able to fight it, and you did not do anything bad. By the time you come to your house, Allah will make you to be happy with your wife. You see something, you are in government, people are stealing. Allah has said you did not steal. By the time you come, you find out that your children are healthy, your children are good. You yourself, Allah has not tested you with what is above your limit, you will be happy. So anytime you have faith in Allah, you earn security. Anytime you are obedient to Allah's injunction and you follow the Sharia, you are happy. These two things will go together. Then those that refuse to follow Anabi Salihu, Allah sent Angel Gabriel, Sayhatan Wahidatan, only once shouting, and the whole town was perished.
ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتاتون الفاحشة وأنتم تبصرون.
ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتاتون الفاحشة وأنتم تبصرون. And also, O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, remember النبي لوط عليه الصلاة والسلام, إذ قال لقومه when he called on his people, أتاتون الفاحشة, are you carrying out heinous crime for أنتم تبصرون with your eyes open and you are seeing.
أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ بَلْ أَنتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ.
إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ وَأَنتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. What was this heinous crime that Nabi Lutu was telling his people that they are committing with their eyes open? أَتَاتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِنْ دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. You men, you go to other men to have your desires مِنْ دُونِ النِّسَاءِ instead of women. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ, you people, قَوْمًا, you are a people, تجهلون, that you are ignorant in ignominy. You are so ignorant and so shameless, because here تجهلون is not just that they are ignorant, but they are shamelessly ignorant. Here we are talking now of homosexuality. Nabi Lut was telling his people, Allah created women for you. In another place, Nabi Lut will call them, Ha'ulai banati in kuntum fa'ilun. I have made it easy for you to marry young girls. Look at all my daughters that are in the town here. Meaning all the ladies and women of the town are his daughters. If you wish to have affairs with people, come and marry them and have affair with them. Allah himself, he replies, La amruka innahum lafi sakratin ya mahum. O Prophet, I swear by your life, these people, in their drillionness, they are completely blind. That's why, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ زَيَّنَّا لَهُمُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَهُمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. When you refuse to believe in Allah and the Prophet and the hereafter, you find out that your whole concept is blackened. Your thought is not the thought of a normal thought. If not, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is one who has created everything in pairs. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah said, everything I created in pairs, each of them marries the other. You can't be talking and another person is talking. How do you hear? If one is talking, one has to listen. Because there is marriage between speech and the ear. There is marriage between male and the female. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. Allah said, Allah is so perfect and far away from deficiency. He who has created everything in pair. Even what the earth produces, they are in pair. The plant knows that it has to get married, the male to the female, for fruition to take place. The same thing with animals. Animals know that the male has to meet with the female for fruition to take place so that they can reproduce. And the man will say he doesn't know that. It's not just ignorance. This ignorance is a shameless ignorance. This is what Nabi Lut tell them, and this is what they refuse to heed to. Here, we'll ask ourselves, does it make sense that a man should go and have affair with another man? Or a woman to go and have affair with another woman? How? If a man is to have affair with another man, he will have to go through the anus, which is a dirty place. And will he be able to produce children because of that? No.
which means there is no common sense in what he's doing. If a woman would want to have a affair with another woman, he would just be using his hand to play with the other woman. Can he also, she end up also considering? No. But if this man and this lady were to come together, this man will go to have affair through the neat place Allah has created for him, and it will result into pregnancy, and another person like them will be born. And look at this seed that Allah has put in them, a very costly seed, the costliest seed on earth. You go and put it in a dirty and a filthy place. Does it make sense? It doesn't. Then what leads to it? What leads to it? Can we fight it? We can fight it. How do we fight it? Let us find out, where is homosexuality predominant in our society? If you go, you will find out that homosexuality is predominant, first of all, in the military. It's predominant in the prisons. It's predominant in boarding houses. And it's predominant especially where young boys have no access to marriages. Young boys have no access to marriage, you find some of them will start with masturbation. At the end, Satan will now lure them, because the whole idea of zina is luring by Satan, nothing else. Then they will start trying to have affair with other men. That's why you find in the military there's a lot of homosexuality that goes on, to the extent that in the American military they have a slogan, don't see, don't ask. Don't pretend that you don't see that homosexuality is going on and you don't ask. And in most cases, the people that engage in homosexuality, they will force those that don't want into it. And it has been said that it affects the brain. So when a person is forced into it, his brain will be affected. So in the Mazhab of Imam Malik, he said, فَقْتُلُوا الْفَائِلْ وَالْمَفْعُولُ بِهِ. The one that has committed homosexuality and the one that it was committed on, the two of them has to be killed. This is the punishment in the Mazhab of Imam Malik. But some people said, no, what is the fault of the one that is forced? So people like other Mazhab, they are not saying that you should kill the one that it has was forced to do it. But you find out that it's very prevalent in the military, it's very prevalent in prisons, it's very prevalent in boarding houses. Then that takes us to find out why. Because the military are not training in the correct manner they should train soldiers. They should go and find out how the prophet is to train the army, including our Nigerian military. The way they train the soldier, there is no way these soldiers will ever win any war, anywhere in the world. Because the average soldier is trained to be a sadist. He is trained to have no respect for life. Allah said, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. The son of Adam has given him dignity. When you go into the army and they are training you, particularly the recruits, and you go in there, the first thing they do is to remove dignity from you. That's why there is no army that has ever succeeded in a gallant war alone. Because their training is more than animalistic. A Nigerian army should learn from the people of God how to train soldiers. Don't go and learn from people that have no intelligence, are ignoramus, and you want them to help you to train people. That's why you find our army, whenever they go to fight war, even with Boko Haram, they run away. It's not just that they don't have equipment. They were trained to be sadists. When somebody that believes in Allah, they face him, they are not able to defeat him. So let our army learn how to train. Then they keep men, all of them locked up in one place because of their sadist nature. They are not allowed to go to meet their wife. Instead, homosexuality will stir up with them. The same thing when you have boarding school. You have to be careful how you keep the children in the body. Don't keep them for such a length, and don't take your eyes from their inspection until they start committing homosexuality. The same thing with the way we imprison. It's not every simple thing that you imprison. what you should give a punishment by lashing. Give by lashing. That's why we are asking people to talk to the government of Saudi Arabia. You inherited the Sharia of the Prophet that says that some punishment is by lashing. Because you want to please the West, you are now saying that you are going to remove lashing from your punishment. Rather, you will be imprisoning people. How can you leave the path of this noble prophet, the most intelligent man that ever existed? How can you leave this part of this Sharia that is so clean, so pure, so intelligent, and you are going to follow people that are ignorant, people that don't know their left from their right, nor do they know their front from their back? So Saudi Arabia should revert back this punishment that they are saying they are going to stop flogging. Flogging, there are punishment in Islam that flogging is what is prescribed. After flogging the person, you allow him to go away. Why are you keeping him free? There are punishment in Islam that says not flogging. If stealing has by intent has got beyond stealing, his hand should be cut off. Cut his hand off. Let him go to back to society. Don't keep him in prison. The West that says so, that's their end of their knowledge. They destroy the human being, even though they have not cut his hand. You cut the human being's hand, but you have not destroyed him. So here, bal antum qawmun tajhalun. I see that you people, that you are insisting that you have to commit the homosexuality, you are people given to ignorance. Today, not only do they commit this homosexuality, they have made it to be official. They said a man can go and marry another man. They go and stay in the house as husband and wife. Checking into a hotel as husband and wife. A woman can marry another woman in some other countries. So if we now have all this plague, then we know that Allah is trying to tell us, let us use our brain to think. And we Muslims must tell people the truth. The West have nothing to offer us in terms of morality for us to try to please them by saying that what they are, by trying to show that what they are doing is correct. Let's hold our Sharia there to us. And let those in charge of managing the Sharia, the judges, let them fear Allah and do it properly. So people should not go and give the fault of their injustice to our Sharia. May Allah assist all of us.
فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون
وما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون.
When Nabi Lut told them that what you are doing in another place, ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين, nobody has preceded you with this ignorance and shameless behavior. Stop it. وما كان جواب قومه. جواب قومه, the answer of his people was nothing but this. أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم. This is your big city. Remove Lut and his people from it. إنهم أناسٌ, these are people, human beings, يتطهرون, that feel that they are purists. They are people that are trying to be sure that they are pure. Therefore, remove them from your town. You can see, they themselves accept that what they are being asked to do is something that will make them pure, but they say they don't want it. Just like if you are to tell somebody today, if you marry a man marries a man, will you have a child? He said, no. Why? I said, that's how I want it. And the law must give me a chance because we are in democracy. It is my right to do whatever I want. It's your right. If everybody will have the right to do that, who will have children tomorrow? And the unfortunate situation, they go ahead, after a man has married another man, they go ahead and say they want to adopt a child for somebody. The same people. إِنَّهُمُ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ. Ask them to leave your town. There are people who claim that
they want to be pure and they want to attain purity.
فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَاهَا مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ
فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَاهَا مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. All this while Allah has not said he will punish them, since they have now decided that they are going to remove Lut and his people from the town, then Allah would use their own removal to remove them. Amakaru, amakar Allah. When you start to plot against the people of Allah, Allah himself would use your plot against you. Here, they said, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا مْرَاتَهُ. Here Allah said, we saved Anabi Lutu. And we saved, along with Anabi Lutu, his family that were not involved in this evil deed. Illa Bratahu, except his wife. Kaarat min al-Gabirin. He was one of those that was held behind with the people that are doing loot. It is men that are having affair with men. Why would a woman, the wife of a whole prophet, be held behind? Because his mind was not with the husband. Her mind was not with the husband. Her effort was not to support the husband. Her effort was to support what she believes in. That is to support other people. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِمْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَإِمْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الصَّالِحَيْنِ فَخَانَتَاهُمَا فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَقِيلَ ادْخُلَا النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ. Allah does not care. This is a prophet that by your just sitting close to him will guarantee you paradise. But his own wife that he meets with refused to give his mind to the husband. Instead, she was supporting the other party. So when Allah decided to save the husband, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ, this wife, Allah knew her mind and knew her plotting, that nobody knew that she was doing secretly. Anytime there are visitors that came to Anabi Lutu, fine men, she is one to tell the enemies of Anabi Lutu, there are people there, they will run. We lay them on the road and take them and do evil to them. That's why always Allah wants us. Allah created a woman for the man, liyaskuna ilayha, for the man to be able to have a rest in her. Let the woman be an assistant to the husband. Let a woman not say, I'm chatting my life differently from my husband. If a woman wants to succeed, stay behind your husband. Then you will assist your husband to succeed. By the time she succeeds, he succeeds, you too will have succeeded. Because your children will see that success. You obeyed only your husband, but Allah will ask all your children to be obedient to you. You refuse to obey your husband, then Allah will make sure that your children will be source of misery to you. Instead of you to obey only one person and have all your children obeying you, you refuse to obey one person and all your children will be source of misery to you. So women should learn that the best way in life is to always be behind their husband. What is the interest of my husband? Follow it. That's why the Prophet used to advise, when you are marrying, marry young girls. Because they don't yet have a definite course in life. When they come, they will fit into your own program and they will follow you. Except where a woman is already bad, there's nothing you can do. You can see here, and maybe Lutu, the wife, refused to follow the husband. He followed the enemies. She was not doing the liwat because she's a man. Only men do it. But she was happy with the men doing it. When it was time, Allah saved Anabi Lutu and the rest member of his family except this particular woman. The same thing, if you have a husband who is doing something bad, Allah is not asking that you must follow him in his bad. Follow what is correct. But as long as she's your husband, he's your husband, be obedient to him. The same thing with children. If your father is on the wrong path, you don't have to follow your husband, your parents in the evil path. But as long as you are there with them, be obedient to them. That's what Allah said. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِمْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِندَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِهَا وَكِتَابِهِ وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. Again, Allah showed that there are two women. One of them, the husband, is Fir'auna, Asiya. But because she followed the correct path, even though she was still in the husband's house, obedient, Allah saved her when Fir'auna decided to punish her. And Sayyida Maryam, the mother of Jesus Christ, Allah also saved her and made her to be among the most noble ladies. Women should learn from this. It will not save you that you are with your husband's house if you are not obedient to your husband.
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ.
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. Allah تبارك وتعالى he now told us. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَاهَا مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ فَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. How did we punish them? We rain unto them such a rain. Altarna alayhi matran. Fasa'a matrul munzirin. Those that are warned, when rain comes to them, don't think it is like another rain. Sa'a matrul munzirin is an evil rain that comes to people that have been warned. People that have been warned, their kind of rain is evil. In another place, Allah said, Allah maja amruna ja'alna aliyaha sakulaha. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ هِجَارَةً مِنْ سِجِّيلٍ مَنْدُودٍ مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. Allah said in another place, when it was time for us to punish them, we took the way they used to do it, take a man, turn him upside down. We also took the whole city, we turned it upside down. فَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Then we now bring our rain and rain it. It is dropping like rain, but actually they are stones. Tiny stones coming means sijil, that are stones that are taken, shower of stones that are taken from hell. Don't think that the stones are not counted. They are counted. Musa Wamatan, each of them is registered. The name of the person is going to fall into is registered in it. That's how Allah registered. So we have to be very careful. Let us not engage in sin for Allah to punish us. But because of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all these things today are going on. Since Allah has promised that as long as they are among the community of the Prophet making istighfar, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as the Prophet is among a community, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will not punish that nation. As long as those that love him and are his people are in that community, Allah will also, and they are making istighfar, Allah will not also punish that nation. لَوْ لَا تَسْتَكْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ لَا لَكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. You see what, why istighfar is very important. So that is why today, all these things that are mentioned, that Allah used in perishing nations before us, it is going on today in the world. Even in a worst manner, yet we don't see that Allah perished the world. Why? Because there are those that are constantly making istighfar. Look at Nigeria alone, where you have millions and millions of people of Tariqat Tijaniyah. Each morning they make istighfar 100. Each evening they make istighfar 100. In the night, in Wazifa, they make istighfar 30, 230. If there are 1 million, that is 230 million of istighfar is made in a day in Nigeria. If there are 10 million, it means 2.3 billion salati is made in Nigeria every day. So you can see their numbers and you can see the istighfar that is drawn to Nigeria. Why people are surprised that Nigeria has refused to fail despite all the things in Nigeria. Nigeria will not fail because Allah has his servants that are continuously engaging in istighfar. May Allah secure our country for us. May Allah increase the number of those that are making istighfar. May Allah increase the number of those that are staying and loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الله خير أما تشركون
الله خير وأبقى وأجل وأكرم قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الله خير أما تشركون الله خير وأبقى وأجل وأكرم This particular verse is starting a new chapter and the conclusion of this surah. The Prophet has been told from the beginning of the surah, in the first just 3-4 verses, the importance of developing oneself, of acquiring knowledge, of opening your sight, of showing responsibility to the community. Then examples were shown. All such things. When Allah said, Hudan wa bushire lil mu'minin, guidance and good news. He said, why? Because people that are doing good, you want to see others doing good with you. We are asked to always say our salah in congregation. We will be happy we see our own brothers saying salah the same way we say it. Then, who are these people? These are the people that the Dina became on a salata, or you to Zakata, whom will Arati whom you can. These are people that engage in salah. They don't only engage in this communal work. When they come out from their own wealth, they also engage in communal service. Zakah, Sadaka, Zakah is an obligatory arm that when you bring it pulled together and used. Sadaka is a voluntary arm that you alone you give out. That's why it's always important for people to pull their zakat together and use it for to serve the community, either the poverty in the town, to serve wayfarers that are traveling, to serve those that are orphans, those that are widows. Then Allah went ahead to show us that if you don't do this, you are not going to have knowledge. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Their sight is blocked. Then he now showed us the importance of knowledge. It is with knowledge we raised Nabi Dawood and Suleiman. It's with being responsible that we put Nabi Musa alayhi to be a prophet. Then he went ahead and talked to us about Nabi Sayyidah Bilqis, a woman, that this woman, out of her intelligence and her being nice and her being good, Allah guided her to Islam. And she did not deny the truth when she saw it. It's always important that we seek to accept the truth. Firauna is intelligent, but he does not accept the truth. وَجَهَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْكَنَوْتَ أَنْفُسُمْ ظُلْمًا وَأُلُوَى. They know the truth, they fight against the truth. And Allah now talked to us about another community that sought to fight Nabi Salihu, another community that engaged in homosexuality. After all this, Allah is now asking, O the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, stand up, raise your own pulpit, call the whole world, let them take a decision. If they say they will not worship Allah, tell them who is Allah, what has he done to them in benefit, how he benefited them to bring them to this world, to create a place for them when they are in fear, to assist them, to continue this assistance to them to the end of their life, and let them say, is it Allah that should have their loyalty or something else? That's why here the first statement is Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ from here up to the end of the surah. It is a sermon. So Allah is asking the Prophet, could say Alhamdulillah. The praise is for Allah. Wassalamu ala ibadihi allazina istafa. And peace be unto all his servants that Allah, all the chosen servants of Allah. Here, Allah is also teaching us that whenever we are going to start a sermon, we should start with Alhamdulillah and we should finish with Alhamdulillah. The surah will also end, is going to also end up in Alhamdulillah, sanurihimu ayatina. Alhamdulillah, if you take Alhamdu, this word, take the alif from it. Sorry, take the lam from it, it becomes Ahamadu. Ahamadu lillahi. As if any time you say Alhamdulillah, you actually praising the Prophet, that he alone is the one that is standing for Allah. Then Allah khairun, O Prophet, ask the whole world when you stand on your pulpit. Allah khairun, is Allah the one that is best and good? Amma tushirkun, or something else that you are trying to associate with Allah. Immediately this verse was said, Allah, the Prophet just opened his mouth. Allah khairun wa abqa. Allah is the best. Allah is the one that is ever there and will ever be there. Wa ajallu wa akramu. Allah is the most magnificent. Allah is the most generous and most honored. Because the Quran is speaking to us. The Prophet, he even one day blamed the Sahaba when he was reciting Surah Al-Rahman. When he came to the verse, Fabi ay ala irabbikuma tukazziban. Which of the favors among the favors of Allah do you deny? The Sahabas kept quiet. The Prophet said, why are you keeping quiet? You're not answering? It's a question from Allah. When I recited this to the jinnu, they quickly answered. They said, there is none of your favors, O Allah, that we deny. Walak alhamdu, and every gratitude and all praise is to you. When you say in the Quran, alayhi sallahu bi ahkam al-hakimin, is Allah not the one that is the best of judges? Quickly you have to answer, bali wa nahnu ala zalika min ash-shahidin. Indeed, Allah will bear witness that you are the one that is the best of judges. So here is one of the answers that the Prophet ﷺ answered here. He said, Allah khairun wa abqa wa ajallu wa akramu. Allah indeed is the one that is the best, is the one that is ever more lasting, the most magnificent and the most honored. From here we'll continue in the next session and see how Allah will tell the Prophet ﷺ to address the whole world and prove that Allah is one to be worshipped. May Allah make us to be pure servants of Allah that worship Allah with all our hearts, with all our limbs, with all our wealth, and with all our children. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah strengthen us. And may Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah strengthen Islam and strengthen Muslims. May Allah reward the Prophet for us. May Allah make us to adhere to the Quran day and night at all times, even in our sleeps. May Allah make us the Quran to be our guide. May Allah reward the Sahaba for us and reward the Ulama for us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmid Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق الناس الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره المختار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. بارك الله
ما لا يصلح.
أكيد.